You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Thursday to join me. Happy Thursday to you. You've tuned in right now to WGOD. You're going to hear a word from God coming up in a moment. First, a couple of quick words from me. I invite you out to Island Community Church this weekend. My sermon is entitled Law or Grace? And we're going to look and compare at the two, the Old Testament law and the New Covenant of Grace. Which one are you supposed to follow? Which one are you under? There's some confusion out there because people twist the truth. And that's what we're going to look at. And I'd love to see you Sunday morning, 10:30. If you're a member of another church, you know the drill. Stay tuned. You'll hear that starting on Monday morning here. Law or grace? Let me cut to the chase and tell you it's grace. For it's by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. But there's a growing number of people out here today that think it's nostalgic or quaint to go back to your Hebrew roots when you're not even Hebrew and go back to living under the law. Uh-oh, now we're in trouble. That's what we're looking at this week. I invite you to come out Sunday morning for this important message here, Law or Grace, and I invite you to come out and partake of Holy Communion with us as well. Sunday morning, 10:30. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. God's doing a great work at Island Community Church, and you are invited. You're going to hear some of this great work right now with Pastor Ralph Williams, and he's getting wound up now. He's in the Gospel of John, chapter 11. Let's pick it up there.
In verse 17, it says, then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave, look, 4 days already. And by the way, guys, not just dead. Again, he's good and dead, just like he likes it. In verse 18, it says, now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs long. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brothers. So we see here they're somewhat of a prominent family. Not only did Christ love them, it would appear that the community loved them as well. In verse 20, it says, then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. And listen, we see these two sisters, two totally different personalities, but that's another story for another time. Verse 21 says, then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. And listen, she knows that Christ had the ability to heal. She knew that. And she's saying that, Lord, if you were here, he didn't have to die. And listen, they knew of the miraculous powers of Christ. They've seen him do that before. They've seen him heal before. But listen, they don't realize the extent of the miraculous power of this God-man, Christ Jesus. They don't realize that if he says so, that somebody can actually come on back from the grave, but he's going to show them, and hallelujah, that he's going to make believers out of all of them. In verse 22, he says, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God will give it thee. And again, guys, she's not so much talking about him raising him from the grave at this point. She doesn't really believe that. And we'll see as we go down, see the verbiage of the verses. But what she knows is that in her heart, she's hurting. What she knows is that her brother has died, and this pain is aching her, and she don't know what to do with this pain. So she's kind of intimating that if the Lord touches her and touches her sister, that they can be blessed and let some of this pain of the loss of her brother go away. But she does not realize what indeed he's going to do. In verse 23, it says, Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. And Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And again, by faith, knowing some scripture, knowing, having an understanding that he is going to raise again the resurrection of the dead. And verse 25, it says, Jesus said unto her, look, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whatsoever, verse 26, liveth and believeth, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? And listen, he gives us a soliloquy of two verses, and listen, literally is blowing her mind. And I got to tell you, as I'm reading this, blowing my mind as well. Because I know, look, there was a time in my life when I was 12, in your life as well. And now I am 57. And look, I'm decreasing it a little bit. And listen, but my point is, I don't know where those years went. It appears I laid down at 12 and I woke up at 67. And they're going, and look, I know that the record is clear that to every man and woman that has died, had lived or was born, that each one has had to die. I know this life is going to be over. You know it. And if you don't, you ought to know it. You've seen your loved ones leave here. And what Christ is saying is for the believer, hallelujah, even when that occurs, and it will occur, that we don't have no worries. And in fact, scripture is plain and helps me to understand that my life in the hereafter in heaven with God is going to be a million times better than my life here, because sometimes or many times I go through things here. But I know, hallelujah, I don't care what books you read, my best life is not now. Amen. My best life is when I leave here and be with the Savior. Amen. Verse 25, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And she saith unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went away and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the master is come and calleth for thee. And as soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now, Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Mary or Martha met him, and the Jews then which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep there. That they're surmising. Verse 32, then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. And again, almost like word for word for what her sister says as she comes to Jesus, again, believing that he could have healed her, could have blessed him not to have died. In verse 33, it says, when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And guys, I dare say he's not troubled because of the death of Lazarus. He knows why he came there. He knows he's getting ready to raise him up, But his issue is with the faith of these folk, that they're leaning and so heavily on his life. And listen, it's troubling in his heart, troubling in his spirit. Very similarly as when he rode into Jerusalem and saw all the naysayers saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. And listen, he cried in his heart because he knew the spiritual contents of their hearts and knew that those that were hollering Hosanna would one day turn coat on him. And it vexed his heart just as it's vexing his heart here. In verse 33, it says, when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, where have ye laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. In the shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. And again, akin to what happened when he was riding into Jerusalem, because he knew what he was getting ready to do, but he also knew the contents of their hearts. That many were just there for form or fashion, that many really didn't really believe on him at all. And their lack of faith and their wanting to hold on to this life so tight to the point of almost grieving themselves, it made him weep. In verse 36, it said, then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. And indeed he did, but that's not the reason for his tears. In verse 37, it says, and some of them said, could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? They're questioning him. Verse 38 says, Jesus, therefore, again, groaning in himself. And again, guys, because he knows what's in the heart of man, it says, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. And Jesus said, take away the stone. And Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he had been dead 4 days. And listen, he didn't say it here, but we know that he tarried for the purpose of that's just how he wanted that corpse to be, so that he could do what he's going to do as ordained, hallelujah, by his Father. Verse 40, it says, Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? And then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And listen, Christ always being 100% in perfect harmony with the Father, he set it outward so that they would hear and they would believe. It says in verse 43, and when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And listen, verse 44 says, and he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot, with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go. And guys, this always, every time I read it, I can read it a million times, it literally blows my mind.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All